paragraph Chavches. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'ato, now, based on the explanation we gave here, Memela tovin liskor pi hachoykim, hachoytrim limtsoi kushe shel hevel, al divrei adoynenim rein rabbeinu zechatzak levracha. Now you'll know how to close the mouths of the opposition, those people who dig and try to find questions and problems, nonsensical questions, against the words of Rabbeinu Zal. Kasher kvar nishma shechorku shineim al maimar ze'anal shekosev atmar zal b'sefer aleph beis. As we heard, that there are people who gritted their teeth, you know, and they tried very much to make problems and to show chas v'shalom as if Rabbeinu Zal was wrong in his words in the Sefer HaMidos, the Sefer Aleph Beis, where Rabbeinu Zal says there, Da, you should know, shelefi goydel yediyas tivei ho'ilam, that to the degree that a person is zoicha to understand, to have a deep, deep, high-level understanding regarding the nature of the world, kein nichna v'nishtabe et ho'ilam tachtov, to that degree, the world becomes subservient to that person. Ki hateva misnahig biyadia, because nature is operated, is run via yadia. The boss of nature is yadia, das. V'chulu, etc., etc. Rabbeinu Zal elaborates this over there in the section called das, in the beginning of Sefer, in the beginning of the section of das in Sefer Amidos. Rav Nosson Zal says now, Ki rotsu lahatil mum bekotchim. These people try to chas v'shalom show a defect in the holy writings of Rabbeinu Zal. Ki ilu Rabbeinu Zal mechazek es koyach hateva umachlish chas v'shalom hanes shel Daniel. As if Rabbeinu Zal is highlighting the power of nature and science and scientists. He's saying that a person who studies nature and everything, that person can master nature. As if Rabbeinu Zal is trying to make great the koyach of teva, and Rabbeinu Zal is lessening the importance and the greatness of the miracle that was involved in saving Daniel. Cholilo mechashoiv kozoi salmoyach kodosh v'noira kozeh. Heaven forfend that people should dare think such a thing about such an awesome, holy, tzaddik, you know, brain like Rabbeinu Zal. Asher yoga kol yomov listor velakor deos roes shel chachma ateva, who worked, who struggled his entire life to destroy and to defeat the opinions of the scientists, those who didn't believe in Torah and in Hashem. Ulechazek behischaskus niflo esoemuna, and to encourage and strengthen in the most incredible ways, you know, pure faith in Hashem and in Torah and in Tzadikim. Kimavur besforov hakdoshim, as is explained throughout Rabbeinu Zal Sforim, lemi shemayin b'em b'emes, and anyone who looks at them sincerely will be able to see this very clearly throughout Rabbeinu Zal Sforim. Ubefrat besichos vakdoshis, especially in the Sichos Aran, in Rabbeinu Zal Sichos. Ve'eich yale al hadas lachshev olav kozois. How could a person possibly think such a thing about Rabbeinu Zal? Ach be'emes loy bedas yedabru acholkim. However, the truth is, those people who opposed Rabbeinu Zal were not speaking intelligently. They didn't do their homework. They didn't really, really study Rabbeinu Zal's words properly. Vehevel yiftze piem, kasher tov midvoreinu hanal hanemorim be'emes ubetomim, and their words are nonsense, as you understand very, very clearly, based on the explanation that Rav Nosson Zal gave the past 2-3 pages, which is said with truth and with tmimus. Ki kulam nechoichem lemeivin v'yishorem lemoitzedos. Because everything we've said is very clear to a person who wants to understand, and smooth to those who are intelligent. Personal see that the explanation that Rav Nosson Zal gave to Rabbeinu Zal's words here was very, very clear and obvious. כי איך יעלה על הדעס שרבן הזל כיוון במה שכוסה לפי גודל ידיע סטיבי אוילם לידיע הנבויכו של חכמי הטבע? How could a person possibly think that when Rabbein Ezal used the words kefi goydel yediyas tivei oilam, that based on what degree a person is zoche to understand the nature of the world, Rabbein Ezal wasn't talking about based on the study of science, you nincompoop. He wasn't talking about biology and those things, but rather shekulam nevoichem b'chachmosam, whereby all of these scientists are all confused and befuddled in their understanding of what they're trying to understand. Kasher ruba moidim b'atzmam, as the majority of them admit that they don't know, that they don't understand what's going on in astronomy or in all of these different fields. Ve'eich yalal hadas lichtov zois. So how in the world would Rabbein Ezal have written that if he meant those guys? Ki haloi me'oilam lo nimtza shum chocham loy mehem v'loy me'Yisrael she'yispoer sh'alidei chochmosoi sh'yodei ha'teva shel chai Yisroes sh'alidei zeh yizgor piyem b'li tachbulois v'kelim. Because there has never been and there never will be any scientist or any intelligent intellectual, not from the Goyim or not from the Jews, who will say that based on how much he understands about lions, he's not afraid to confront them, you know, to be alone with them, you know, hungry, starving lions, you know, et cetera, et cetera, without tachbula isokelim, without having a whole tool chest with him, and without knowing all kinds of special tricks of how to handle them. Umi pesi yaharer al chochom atik mefursam boi mek chochmosa in his gova kemoi admor zechet tzadik vrocha. Which fool would dare to try to think all kinds of wrong thoughts about such a well-known chochom like Rabbein Ezal, who was so known and respected for his great chochma? Shegam kol hacholkim hu atzumim moidim al kol ponim sheyo chochom nifla moid, whereby even his worst opponents admit that he was a very smart individual, a very intelligent person. Eich yale al hadas sheyichto evdovar kaseh. How could you possibly think that what Rabbein Ezal would write such a thing? Asher ein loy shacher lefi daitom haro. Even they realize doesn't make any sense. And again, they're only trying to bring forth an interpretation of Rabbein Ezal's words that is not the true interpretation. It's not really what he meant to say. But rather, the truth is, kol kavanosoi b'ma shekosav lefi goydel yediyas hateva kein nishtaba teva tachtov. Rabbein Ezal's whole intention when he wrote those words, that according to the degree that a person understands and knows all about nature, to that degree nature becomes subservient to him. Kavanosoi al yediya amiti esanal. He's talking about real knowledge, not scientific knowledge. Sheyeda shoyrish chiyus hateva shel kol dova b'sharoshoi. About a person who knows the source and the origin from which all of these animals draw their nature and their power. Shezeh ikar yediyas hateva. That's the real understanding of nature. Kibaloi zeh bevadai einu yediyah klal es hateva shel hadovar. Because if a person doesn't know that, you can't really say that he understands, he fully understands the nature of the thing, if he doesn't understand it going all the way up to its place of origin. Ki bevadai ein ze yediya, kisheyodea shetevo ha'arye lichoy sulahazik, ubeize dovro mazik. Because that's not called knowing and understanding when a person knows that a lion often gets angry and bites, you know, it kills with its bite, it, you know, or tearing things apart. Kasher yadua lahachoikrim bozer. As the scientists and the intellectuals know That's not called yediyah. Simply knowing that the lion gets angry or the lion bites or tears, that's not the true intellectual understanding of a lion. Ki adayin ein yoidin shoyrish tevo ha'aryeh mehen chonim shechloi teva zois. Because a person who knows that doesn't yet know where does this originate from. How does that nature come to the lion? How does the lion, you know, receive that kind of nature? And also to fully understand all aspects of the nature of the lion. Exactly what makes him tick. That they don't know. Therefore, by studying their books, by trying to absorb the knowledge that the scientists have about a lion, that ain't going to make it. That ain't going to be enough to save a person from a lion, to give that person authority over the lion, whereby the lion is totally subservient to him. Alkein das lenovo nokel shekol kavonis rabenizal hoyalpi derechanal. Therefore, any person who wants to understand will be able to realize quite easily that Rabbeinu Zal's kavana was like what we explained earlier, about a person who knows the source and the origin from which the lion draws its nature, which goes up to the Malachim and where the Malachim receive their power from, going up to the infinite light of Hashem. Who can move on bedvarav hakdoshim biatzmam, b'mashikosa ba'ois hakodem, as is clear from Rabbeinu Zal's own holy words, which he wrote in the paragraph before this paragraph. This paragraph that we're speaking about now is paragraph Beis in the section of Das. If you look in paragraph Aleph of the section of Das, there Rabbeinu Zal writes, Shekol hanivroim mirumozim bo'isyos ha-Torah, that everything in creation is hinted to in the letters of the Torah. V'chulu, etc. Ayin shom heitev. Look it over very, very well there. V'tovin ho'emes lamitoi. And you'll understand the real truth of what Rabbeinu Zal was saying, not the misinterpretation that these other characters try to do. V'ayin b'divrei Rabbeinu hakdoshim zal b'kama mekoymos ein mispor. Take a look throughout Rabbeinu Zal's words. In countless places, in numerous places, all over Likutei Moran, all over Sichas Aram, all over Sipurei Maisius, Echu Megane Chochmas HaTeva, how Rabbeinu Zal speaks so negatively about the study of science without religion. You know, the people who believe in nature without Hashem. The Koyre Vitsoivea Kikruchya Lisrachik Meno. And Rabbeinu Zal screams constantly about how a Jew has to distance himself from that kind of studying. Like a crane, exactly. The Eich Yistor Chasvishon Divriatsmoy. So how is it possible that Rabbeinu Zal would contradict himself? Ach Orum Yovin Lashuroi. Therefore, an intelligent person will understand properly shedvorov hakdoshim benuyim al pi haderach shekosafti, that Rabbeinu Zal's words are based on the explanation that I gave here, Rav Nosson Zal says. V'yeshorim darchei Hashem tzadikim yelchubam v'chulu. And as the Pasuk says in Koheles, the path of Hashem is a righteous path. Good people will follow it in a positive way, and evil people will stumble on it. You know, the same path, the same words, one person will interpret it correctly, and another person will interpret it incorrectly. As our rabbis tell us about the entire Torah, Zocho nasa loy samchayim, loy zocho, the opposite. That if a Jew is zoche, and he studies the Torah the right way, then the Torah becomes an elixir of life for him, a medicine. And if the person is not zeicher, the Torah Chas Hashem becomes a poison to him. Udvar Elokeinu yokum loilam, and the words of Hashem will stand firm permanently. You know, meaning that the true interpretation is the one that will remain eternally. Baruch Hashem. With this, we conclude this halacha, which was a pretty long one. And Rav Nosson Zal discussed some incredibly, incredibly important things in this halacha about how to deal with all the different types of suffering that people deal with in life. And he explained what the most difficult, that with all the different problems that people have in life, the most difficult and dangerous problem is when it's human opposition. And even that, Rav Nosson Zal showed us how to deal with it, and that if a person is living the proper kind of life, if a person's only real interest in life is serving Hashem and coming close to Hashem, then no matter what the opposition is, even if it's human opponents, the person will definitely succeed. The person will be able to overcome them by following the advice here, the Bitul and the returning from the Bitul, drawing the Torah and coming close to the true tzaddikim, the way Rabbeinu Zal, Rav Nosson Zal teach us.